Bannon praised the president on his radio show Wednesday night.
The president of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out.
Prompting this response.
I don't know. He called me a great man last night. So, you know, he obviously changed his tune pretty quick.
The damage may already be done. In the book, Bannon alleges that the president's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner is involved in financial crimes and that Donald Trump Jr. was treasonous for having met at Trump Tower with Russians offering damaging information about Hillary Clinton. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders downplayed the president's relationship with Bannon.
I'm not aware that they were ever particularly close.
Katie Walsh, former Trump White House Deputy Chief of Staff, was also quoted by the author as saying that 6 weeks into the term, Kushner still could not name the administration's top three priorities. Working with the president, she said, was like trying to figure out what a child wants. Walsh later denied that remark.
So I absolutely spoke to the president.
Sanders said the author, Michael Wolff, only had limited access to Mr. Trump, a claim Wolff disputed this morning.
I mean, I've spent about 3 hours with the president over the course of the campaign in the White House.
In a tweet today, the president called that book phony, said it was full of lies, and implied that Wolff has made a career out of inventing stories. Jeff?